Now, during the week, I was lucky enough to catch up with two Hollywood stars, Felicity Jones and Shailene Woodley, and they're in a new movie that just launched on Netflix yesterday called The Last Letter from Your Lover. It's about a young female journalist who uncovers a series of love letters from the 1960s of star-crossed lovers. The women don't actually appear in a scene together, but they talk about how they wanted to be in a movie together. And I was lucky enough, as I say, to catch up with them and talk about their roles in this brand new movie.
I'm Ellie Howard from the London Chronicle.
Everything's ready for you.
Spectacular. While I was researching my next feature, I came across a letter. 1965, illicit love affair.
I write these words with you in mind and my heart swells. I've known nothing like this before.
I don't know how I feel about my life.
You have the rich, handsome husband.
I will never be satisfied with just a part of you.
Shailene, I might start with you and just ask you, what was it about the book or the project that drew you to it first?
For me, it was Augustine. I had met Augustine a few months prior to this project and really just connected with her as a person. We had a general meeting and I thought she was really groovy and unique and saw the world and in a pretty rare way. And she lives a very normal life and is just a very creative being. Like creativity, I feel like emits from her, and her disposition is so soft and gentle, and also very. She. There's a lot more behind her eyes, and I think that the way that we creatively connected was deep. And so when this project came around, I wanted to be involved because of Augustine, and then because Felicity was involved. She'd been attached before I was, and I was really looking forward to the opportunity to work with her. And then yeah. I read the script and realized that we wouldn't be working together. But, you know, her involvement was a huge draw for me.
Felicity, it's so funny with this one scene in particular that stood out to me so much is when you and Rory are first kind of connecting and you're down in the vaults and you're talking about how we don't send letters anymore and it's just about texting. And like, do you think any of us could actually have the ability to communicate that way anymore? Like if someone asked me to write a letter, I'd be like, I'd draw an emoji.
Yeah, just a symbol. I think in some ways, letter writing, it can be so much more honest and bring about so much more vulnerability. And I always think it's interesting, whenever you write stuff down, you know, sometimes you're trying to figure something out. And if you actually write it down, what you think you're feeling isn't necessarily the case. And then you write it down, you go, oh, this is what's happening. You know, it's quite a powerful thing to do, particularly in a time when we're just always attached to our, you know, technology, I think letter writing can be immensely powerful. I mean, as you say, I think it is for some reason getting increasingly more rare, but when you do it, it is quite extraordinary.
You play a journalist, Ellie, and she's like obsessed with putting the pieces of this puzzle together. What do you think it was about the love story between, you know, Jennifer and, you know, Shailene's character that made her want to solve this?
Well, I think she empathizes with Jennifer. I think she sees that Jennifer is in the pursuit of truth. And I think that's something that it goes to the core of Ellie. And I think it gives her hope. I think she sees the passion and the vulnerability that these two people have for each other. And she thinks that is possible. I think she thought maybe it wasn't. And maybe she had to settle for something else, but it inspires in her this feeling that it's attainable to have that kind of connection.
And Shailene, for you to play the character that not only, you know, is so happy, so sad, but also has to recall her life, that must have been that's a big role to take on.
I guess, but you know, when you read a script, I think you so innately fall in your passion about it, you so innately fall into the story that in a way you're along for the ride as much as the character is. So it didn't feel necessarily more difficult than if some of those other juxtaposing storylines weren't existing. And when you're, you know, I kind of knew every time I was working with Joe, where Jennifer was at, and every time I was working with Callum, where Jennifer was at. And so that was very helpful as well. they were my pillars, my little lighthouses that helped me maintain focus on the situations that we were succumbed to.
It's a gorgeous film. It's lovely. It's really perfect timing, to be honest, this year that it's coming out and people need to kind of have that hope and have that love. And it's pretty steamy at times as well. So you're both excellent in it. I loved it. And thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Alison.
Thank you.
The past can draw you in.
Well, you're not what I was looking for.
It can create the illusion that anything is possible.
I found them. They're still alive.
is for.
But can we learn to forge ahead?
Hello?
To try again.
So he still doesn't know she went on to him?
No idea.
So you have to tell him?
I know! Do you ever see each other again?
No.
No more letters.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9. Today FM.